The Story of Theseus and the Minotaur. The Minotaur was the son of Pasiphae, wife of King Minos of Crete. Queen Pasiphae had slept with a bull sent by Zeus, and gave birth to Minotaur, a creature half man, half bull. King Minos was so embarrassed, but did not want to kill the Minotaur. So he hid the monster in the labyrinth constructed by Daedalus at the Minoan palace of Knossos. According to the myth, Minos was imprisoning his enemies in the labyrinth so that the Minotaur could eat them. The labyrinth was such a complicated construction that no one could ever find the way out alive. Minos's son, Androgeus, went to Athens to participate in the Pan-Athenaic Games, but he was killed during the marathon by the bull that impregnated his mother, Pasiphae. Minos was infuriated and demanded Aegeus, the king of Athens, to send 7 men and women every year to the Minotaur to avert the plague caused by the death of Androgeus. The 3rd year, Theseus, son of Aegeus, decided to be one of the 7 young men that would go to Crete in order to kill the Minotaur and end the human sacrifices to the monster. King Aegeus tried to make him change his mind, but Theseus was determined to slay the Minotaur. Theseus promised his father he would put up white sails coming back from Crete, allowing him to know in advance that he was coming back alive. The boat would return with the black sails if Theseus was killed. Theseus announced to King Minos that he was going to kill the monster. But Minos knew that even if he did manage to kill the Minotaur, Theseus would never be able to exit the labyrinth. Then he met Princess Ariadne, daughter of King Minos, who fell madly in love with him and decided to help him. He managed to kill the Minotaur and save the Athenians, and with Ariadne's thread, he managed to retrace his way out. Then he took Princess Ariadne with him and left Crete sailing happily back to Athens. On the way, his boat stopped at Naxos, and the Athenians had a long celebration dedicated to Theseus and Ariadne. After long hours of feasting and drinking, Ariadne fell asleep on the shore and didn't enter the boat that was to sail for Athens. Theseus figured out that Ariadne was not with them, but it was too late. He was so upset that he forgot the promise made to his father and did not change the sails. King Aegeus was waiting at Cape Sunion to see the sails of the boat. He saw the black sails from afar and presumed his son dead. He dropped himself to the waters, committing suicide, and since then, this sea is called the Aegean Sea.